What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for coming back and listening to a new episode of Promises Podcast. This is episode 5. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. It's just going to be, I know last time I said that the episode was going to be shorter. It wasn't. But this one is actually going to be shorter for sure. I was in Vegas all weekend. It was a spur of the moment trip that my friends were like, hey, we're going. Do you want to come with us? So I was able to afford the plane ticket, so I went. I'm glad I went, but I've been exhausted. So I wanted to get on here. I said I was going to be putting out podcasts on Mondays and Thursdays, and I know it's coming out late on a Monday, but it is coming out on a Monday. So sit back, relax. I hope you enjoy this. Tonight, we're just going to be, I say tonight because I'm recording tonight. I'm going to be talking about self-forgiveness because I think that's something that a lot of us really struggle with. All right, so last week's episode on Thursday, it was more of a chill, laid back episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I got some good feedback. It seemed like people did kind of enjoy getting to hear what music I like and the bands that kind of inspired me and influenced me. And today, we're going to be going just a little bit deeper for a few minutes to talk about self-forgiveness. I know that's something that I have really struggled with and I still struggle with a lot. We know ourselves best. We know the thoughts that we have. No one else knows what's going on in our mind, you know? Today, I was just kind of thinking about how I struggle with forgiving myself, even for the tiniest things. Like something as simple as just having a negative thought about someone who cuts me up in traffic. Because I know, like, we're all the same. Like, some people say it out loud. Some people put their hand out the window and, like, flip the bird, which I don't understand that whatsoever. But for me, like, we all have, you know, negative thoughts. Like, I think in my head, I'm like, what a bleeping idiot. Like, I think those things. Sometimes I say those things to myself, and it's so negative. And then, like, later in the day, I feel so guilty about it. And I know that that's kind of extreme. I'm a bit of an extreme person. But I hang on to those things throughout the whole day, like, hang on to being upset with myself for doing that. And so what I'm realizing more and more is how important it is to forgive yourself for things like that. For one, we're human. So we're going to have those thoughts no matter what. And we can get better where we don't have negative thoughts and allow someone's actions to make us think negative thoughts or have us think negative thoughts. But we're always going to have them. We're never going to 100% get rid of thinking poorly of other people. But so that's like a very small end of the spectrum. And then it ranges all the way up to, you know, like if someone were to cheat on a person, you know, dealing with that regret and not forgiving yourself, those types of things are very deep emotional hurt that you've caused someone. Or like betraying someone, you know, just something like that. Like those types of things are really deep and more serious. And so dealing with that kind of unforgiveness towards yourself is a lot deeper and a lot harder to work through. But I just want to say that it's extremely important because if we cannot forgive ourselves for simply being human or for even the big mistakes, we're not going to be able to meet our full potential and to be the best version of ourselves. If we always have these thoughts in the backs of our minds that of unforgiveness towards ourselves, if we always have thoughts of being angry at ourselves and not forgiving ourselves in the backs of our minds, we're going to constantly be dealing with guilt, even at like a really beta level. Like maybe it's going to be a subconscious level, but it's going to be there no matter what. And we have to be able to work through that because that follows us into our relationships. I know me, like if I know things about my personality, just personal faults or flaws that I have, whenever I do one of those things, I get kind of uptight and stressed out. And it makes the whole, like if the other person, if another person is with me and I don't know, overthink something, those things follow us into relationships and cause us to be inauthentic with other people because we're so caught up in how we think of ourselves and knowing how we are and knowing the thoughts that we have and knowing the things that we did in the past, that these people who may not even know any of those things about us and may not even be, they're like not even judging us on those things, they can feel that energy. They can feel the toxicity that we're having towards ourselves, even if it's at a subconscious level, and it will affect our relationships. So I don't really have the answer of how to begin forgiving yourself. All I can say is know that you're human and that every single one of us makes mistakes every day, like every hour. No one is perfect. And I would say that what you could do if you're one of those people who you deal with so much guilt and so much just unforgiveness towards yourself, what you could do is just work on each day, just maybe going through things that really bug you about yourself and figure out why it bugs you about and just maybe think about it. Just take something, think about it, write it down, and do a lot of introspection with that and just think, okay, well, why does this bug me so much about myself? Does it remind me of someone else in my life? A lot of times people will have issue towards themselves because they have a habit or they have an eccentricity about themselves that one of their parents had, and it annoys the hell out of them and they can't stand it. But if you don't think about that and realize that that's why you don't like that you do it, you're just going to have this thing towards yourself, this anger towards yourself, or just a little bit of self-loathing. I know that a lot of us go through that. But if you do struggle with those sorts of things, that would be the only advice that I have as someone who's not a professional, but just someone who's lived some life. I would say, as you go throughout your day, if you realize that there are some things that you aren't forgiving yourself about, or you're having a little bit of self-loathing over, I would definitely carve out time, write it down, and even if it's just 5 minutes, sit quietly with yourself and think about that thing. Think about why you can't forgive yourself about it, what it is about that you can't quite get over. Because even if you just do something that simple, and maybe you do need to eventually go to like a counselor or a psychologist or something like that. You never know. Those sorts of things can be very helpful. But that's like a first step to working through hangups that we have about ourselves. And the biggest and best thing that any of us can ever do is to love ourselves fully and completely. And forgiving yourself is a gigantic step towards loving yourself. So I know that's not long. That's all I've got today. I'm going to be back here on Thursday. I'm super excited about this next topic that we're coming up with. I'm going to be doing an interview with Michael Johnson from Tea with Mike tomorrow. I'm not sure of the day that it's coming out, but I'll definitely let y'all know. I did start my YouTube channel specifically for the podcast. So if you just search for Promises Podcast on YouTube, it will come up. I'm slowly uploading all of the episodes onto there with just the voice. But that way we can comment and talk and whatever we want to do to discuss things about the podcast. But I also wanted to mention on my regular music YouTube channel, which if you just search Promise Roads, it'll come up. I'm doing a song a day for 7 days challenge. I uploaded the first one about an hour ago. It's a cover by Maroon 5. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's actually really pretty. The piano, it's like a piano rendition, and it's really simple and just kind of dreamy, but I would love for y'all to go over and listen to it. Once again, thank you so much for listening, for being here, for showing up. It means so much to me. I'm getting amazing feedback from people, and I feel like I'm just getting surrounded by this great community of wonderful, humble, sweet people who are trying to better themselves and working on just helping everyone around them. So thank you so much. Have a good rest of your week. Let's go into the rest of the week with strength and positivity, and I love you so much.